The Navy has developed an unmanned helicopter that brings a new meaning to the word special delivery. The autonomous aerial cargo system makes it easier for helicopters to fly in supplies to Marines in the field, and it's all coordinated through swipes and taps on a tablet. Max Snell is the program manager for ACUS. He tells us what makes the system unique.
So we're developing a system. That system consists of a sensor suite and a software package, and it's designed to enable any full-size helicopter to conduct autonomous landings in an unprepared landing site. And also, and part of the being able to do that is obstacle detection, both in the air and on the ground, and then avoidance of those obstacles.
So this is something that you can use with full-size helicopters.
Yes, exactly. And that's what we're demonstrating this, demonstrated in the field on two helicopters already.
Okay. And what is the system? What does it look like?
What you would see if you walked out to the helicopter, you would see a, depending on which aircraft you looked at, you would see a, what we call a FLIR, or a, just a sensor on the either on the chin of the aircraft, underneath the nose of the aircraft, that rotates in certain directions or nods. Goes back and forth, so there is some movement, some scanning that's physically visible to you. And then, or in the other case of the other one, it's a turret, so it looks like a ball that has the ability to look full lower hemisphere. And then there's also associated computers and then display in the cockpit for a flight test.
And what is the sensor sensing exactly? I mean, is it a camera? Is it does it tell, what does it tell about the ground and the landing space?
So right now both systems have a LIDAR, which is light detection and ranging, which is similar to radar, but only it uses light, so laser. And then and also we have EOIR systems on both too, so electrical, optical, and infrared cameras too.
Okay, and how do you control it?
It's controlled via that software algorithms that are in that are designed in the computer. So it's controlled by the computer.
All right, so there's a rumor that has it that iPads are involved. Is that true?
There are tablets involved. Both performers have used a tablet for the system, and the tablet is used by a field operator, in this case a Marine in the field, submits a what they call a support request. They're looking for supplies in the field, batteries, food, water, bullets. They use the tablet. There's a pull-down menu in there to submit their request. That goes back to the main operating base. The base would then notionally load the helicopter. We didn't demonstrate the notional cargo delivery part, but we did demonstrate the ability to receive that request and then upload that information to the helicopter. And then the helicopter came to the landing zone where the Marine was, and then the Marine approved the landing site that the helicopter chose.
Well, I can see how this could put, like, pizza delivery in a whole new category. But tell me, what's the importance of it to the mission?
The importance of this to the mission allows us to, first of all, if you use this in lieu of cargo delivery via convoy, this keeps a dangerous convoy, or it keeps convoys out of danger when they're traveling along roads that have been, you know, previously known to be attacked with IEDs. So that's a big problem, is trying to keep the Marines out of that type of threat environment. And then also the potential for going into manned helicopters, these sensors are also available to them for obstacle detection and avoidance. Power lines is a big deal. We don't like to have our rotor wing aircraft that are flying at low level flying into power lines, which continues to happen. And then also provide in a degraded visual environment, dust, or what we can call brownout, where you're coming in, the helicopters kick up all the dust, and they can no longer see the ground in their final approach. And the system would provide a capability to still get a sense of what the ground looks like.
So with regards to that first, the first way it's being used, you said maybe it could be used in lieu of cargo delivery. So you envision these helicopters carrying some pretty substantial, heavy items and basically being remote controlled from one place to another. Is that right?
Our goal is to move over 5,000 pounds of equipment or supplies within the helicopter. And then again, not remote controlled, because we're doing that. The Marine Corps is doing remote controlled delivery with the K-MAX aircraft now in the theater. But our goal is to have it done autonomously without remote control.
Oh, okay. So it's programmed.
Correct.
It's programmed in advance. And then you mentioned that this could also be used in manned helicopters as a sort of another eye, another way of sensing things when a person's own eyes don't tell the whole story.
That's exactly right. There is the potential for that, and we're socializing that with the Marine Corps leadership right now and seeing if there's any interest in that.
We're speaking with Max Snell. He's the program manager of ACUS, which is short for the Autonomous Aerial Cargo Utility System. It's a good trivia thing. And tell us, you said you have tested it. What is your time frame for deployment, and what do you have to do before then?
Well, deployment versus the program I'm working on is funded through FY18, and that allows me to do the advanced research and advanced development of the concept. At that point, I'll have a prototype developed. Is it a system that I could put out in the field and mount on multiple helicopters? Yes, but not at a production level. So there will be a requirement to transition this over to the Systems Command, and in this case, the Naval Air Systems Command, who would do the actual production and fielding of the system. So I can't give you a good idea of what that timeline would be, but you know, we're striving to be done with our portion of this by FY18.
Okay, so we would say it's a promising start. You still have a very long road to go.
Yes.
And who are your partners in this?
We're working with the Marine Corps, the Navy, and the Army on this.
Okay. And what about contractors? Any involved?
Yes. Right now there are two performers, Lockheed Martin and Aurora Flight Sciences. They're the lead contractors. They do have subcontractors working for them, but my two lead performers are Lockheed Martin and Aurora Flight Sciences.
One thing I want to ask you, if we think about beyond 2018, I know that the Marine Corps has just recently announced that its strategy is to align more closely with the Navy. That's a change from the Iraq-Afghanistan era. So how do you see this specifically? Have you even discussed how it might fit into that new landscape?
The development of the helicopter still supports the six missions of the Marine Air Ground Task Force, and is designed to meet that. And if there have been some discussions on how they want to change their operations, but the pivot to the Pacific, say things like that. But regardless of what the Marine Corps decides to do and how they're tasked to work, this system should work well within all those scenarios.
And do you see this as something that would replace those cargo deliveries or replace other things that are standard now, or just add to it?
How the Marine Corps develops their requirements is beyond the scope of my S&T program. I mean, I'm providing them with a capability, and it's just an alternate means to provide time-sensitive logistics to support the greatly dispersed locations. If they choose to use it and employ it and to supplant things, then that's great. If they don't, if it just augments, that's great too.